This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Odisha starting today, during which he will dedicate, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees. The focus will be on sustainable development, industrial growth and infrastructure enhancement. In Andhra Pradesh, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project at Puri Madaka. Additionally, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate and lay the foundation stone for various rail and road projects worth 19,500 crore rupees, including the South Coast Railway headquarters at Visakhapatnam. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on 5th of February and counting of votes will be taken up on 8th of next month. The Election Commission announced the poll schedule for the election to the 70-member for Delhi Assembly yesterday. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the notification will be issued on the 10th of this month and last date for filing of nomination will be 17th of this month. The Model Code of Conduct has come into effect with the announcement of the poll schedule. The Election Commission also announced the by-elections to two assembly constituencies, Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu on the same day. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held today. The representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice Legislative Department will brief the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The 39-member committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from Rajya Sabha. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the last week of the next parliament session. The 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention will kick off in Bhubaneswar today, in which Odisha government is showcasing the state's rich culture and heritage in front of the non-resident Indians who are coming to India from 50 countries. The convention will begin with the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas event being organized by the Odisha government in partnership with the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. Union External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jai Shankar, who is on a five-day visit to Odisha, will attend the event today at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. Trinidad and Tobago President Christine Carla Kangalu is the chief guest of this edition, which is being held on the theme Diaspora's Contribution to a Viksit Bharat. She will address the convention virtually. The centre has emphasised that there is no cause of concern for the public from the human metapneumovirus HMPV. During a virtual meeting with the states and union territories, Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava reviewed the present situation of respiratory illnesses in India and the status regarding the HMPV cases along with the public health measures for their management. The Secretary has advised the states to strengthen and review the surveillance of influenza-like illnesses and severe acute respiratory infections. The death toll in earthquake that struck the Nepal-Tibet border region has mounted to 126. Chinese official media Xinhua reported that 188 people were also injured after a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake in the region yesterday. The epicenter was located at a depth of 10 km in Tibet Autonomous Region near the Nepal border. The earthquake also sent tremors across northern India, affecting areas such as Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim. No casualties or property damage have been reported in the country so far. India has expressed condolences at the loss of life and property caused by the earthquake in the Tibet Autonomous Region. Former Asian Games champion shot putter Bahadur Singh Sagu was elected unopposed as the new president of the Athletics Federation of India at the body's annual general meeting in Chandigarh yesterday. The 51-year-old Bahadur Singh will serve a 4-year term as AFI president and will be replacing Adil Sumeriwala. A severe cold wave and dense fog has enveloped the North India. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very dense fog conditions over northern part of the country for the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.